The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, guys? It's Christian Welch with the Fantasy Authority, Evil Empire FF on Twitter, bringing you a 2022 rookie profile. Today, I've got Iowa State running back Breece Hall, and I can't wait to tell you about him. So let's go ahead and hop into Breece Hall as a recruit. So Breece Hall is from Wichita, Kansas, so not a state you really look at in recruiting as a big, fertile recruiting ground, but nonetheless, the number two overall player in the state of Kansas. Four-star, the number 22 running back in the country, the number 339 overall player in the country. So there at Northwest High School in Wichita, Breece Hall was first-team All-Metro and first-team All-State in both his junior and his senior seasons in high school. His senior year, he even brought home Wichita Metro Player of the Year. So some high school accolades for Breece there. That tremendous high school career led him to have offers from all over the country. He ended up committing to Matt Campbell and Iowa State, over Tennessee and Kansas State being the closest competitors for his services. So let's go ahead and hop up to his college career in Iowa State. His freshman year, he did not start the year as the starter right away, but in the fifth game of the year against West Virginia, he really burst onto the scene and took the reins of that starting job for the Cyclones. In that game against West Virginia, he had 26 carries for 132 rushing yards and three rushing touchdowns. Did not look back from there, went on to have 186 carries the rest of his freshman year, for 897 yards and nine rushing touchdowns. Also contributed in the passing game with 23 catches for 252 receiving yards and a receiving touchdown as well. That freshman performance allowed him to take home second team all Big 12 running back. So successful start to Breece Hall's college career. The sophomore year, though, is when he really hit the radar as the top running back in this class for us in fantasy. So Breece's sophomore year at Iowa State, 279 carries, 1,572 rushing yards, and 21 rushing touchdowns. In addition to that, he also had 23 catches for 180 receiving yards and two receiving touchdowns as well. So 23 total touchdowns this sophomore year. That 1,572 rushing yards was actually first in all of the FBS. So the FBS leader in rush yards. That earned him first team all Big 12 and the Big 12 Conference Player of the Year as well. So just a tremendous season for Breece. That year, he was also a unanimous first-team All-American, which was the first time in Iowa State history they had a player as a unanimous first-team All-American selection. So really cool year for Breece Hall. Follows up that massive performance his sophomore year with another big year this year in his junior year. So this year, he had 253 carries, 1,472 rushing yards, and another 20 touchdowns on the ground. Even increased his performance in the receiving game this year and had 36 catches for 302 yards and three touchdowns through the air as well. So again, 23 total touchdowns the past two seasons for Breece Hall, 50 touchdowns in his career. So just an incredible junior year, an incredible sophomore year, an incredible college career overall for Breece Hall. This year as a junior, again, first team all Big 12 again, Big 12 Conference Player of the Year again, and first team All-American again. To wrap up his college career, those 50 touchdowns are first all-time in Iowa State history. And he leaves as the second all-time leading rusher in school history as well, with 3,941 rushing yards and, again, 50 touchdowns. So what a beast college career for Breece Hall. So let's dive into him as an NFL prospect. So what I like about Breece Hall is he does so many things that you want a running back to do, and he does all of them well. He's big and strong. I obviously love his size at 215, 220 pounds. He's a big, thick guy that you know can handle the workload. As a runner, he has great patience. He really lets holes develop before showing nice bursts through those holes. And man, his footwork and his contact balance are what really jumps off the page to me. This guy is just a fundamentally sound running back that does every little thing correctly. He's faster than you think. So he had a 75-yarder that he took to the house his sophomore year against TCU. And then this year in 2021, he had 22 carries of 15-plus yards. So despite being a 220-pound bruiser, this is not a slow guy. He says he's going to run 4.4 or better at the combine. I don't really see that on film. I think he's more of a mid 4.4s guy. But at 220 pounds, his speed is not a concern for me. Again, a 75-yarder we've seen on tape, and then 22 carries of 15-plus yards this year. So I don't think that's too much of a concern for him. And again here, this guy is a positive in the receiving game. Not only did he have over 20 catches all 3 years in school, he had 36 this last year as a junior. So he really improved as a pass catcher through his time in school. He has a good route tree for a running back to go along with extremely soft hands. And again, this guy just does absolutely everything well. If I have any concerns on him, it's that he really lacks an elite trait. Like I said, he's very balanced. He's good at everything, but he's not a 4.3 guy. You know, he really does lack the long speed that some would like from a running back one in his class. As I just mentioned, though, with those 22 carries of 15 plus yards and the 75 yarder we've seen, he's flashed it. But I don't think he's one of these guys that's going to be housing 60 to 80 yarders at the NFL level. I don't see that top shelf speed transitioning, but I do see the rest of his game transitioning. His pass protection leaves a little bit to be desired, but at his size, it's not like he's afraid to pass block. He just needs to, you know, learn schemes and be willing to do it a little bit more. And then not me, this isn't a concern for me, but some will note the mileage that this guy has. He has 718 carries in 3 seasons. So well over 200 carries a year. This is a guy that has been a bell cow in college. We're hoping is a bell cow at the NFL level. But if you're one of these dynasty managers that is concerned about the amount of carries a player has in college, that'll probably be something that you look at with Breece Hall. He has really carried the rock for Iowa State. As far as how the NFL looks at him, my NFL draft projection for him, I've got him going in the second round. As I mentioned, he lacks an elite trait, and I think that will prevent him from going in the first, like we've seen, you know, Saquon Barkley's and Adrian Peterson's go high first in the past. He's not that type of athlete, but he's a solid second round pick and the potential first running back taken in this class. As far as potential fits, as far as which teams may take him, there's two teams screaming off the board to me that really need a feature running back. One of them is the team that I follow, the Atlanta Falcons. So we saw the Falcons this year really have some success with Cordarrelle Patterson at a, you know, age 30 breakout we weren't expecting. Free agent journeyman Mike Davis literally contributed nothing after being brought in as a free agent. So, you know, with the age of those guys and the lack of production, at least in the more traditional back Davis, you got to think Arthur Smith and the Falcons are looking for a feature back. And then the Miami Dolphins. So new coaching staff. We know they kind of have a committee there. They're bringing in a guy from San Francisco where they love committees, but Myles Gaskin as the one in a committee doesn't really get me excited. I could see the Dolphins being interested in a guy like Hall as well. For fantasy, I would rather him go to the Falcons and be a bell cow for them. As a Falcons fan, I would love him to come to the Falcons and be a bell cow for us as well. The Falcons also have 2 second-round picks this year, so I really think the Falcons will be targeting a back there, and I would love for it to be Breece Hall. Hopping back over to fantasy football, where does Breece Hall translate to our dynasty rookie drafts? For me, he's a first-round pick. If you're playing one quarterback, this guy's probably the 1-1, 1-2 at latest. If you're playing super flex, he's still going to go mid-first round. So with the uncertainty up top this year with the quarterbacks, we don't even know who the QB1 is. You know, do you take a receiver that high in a super flex draft? I can see some people taking him as early as 101, even in super flex, but he's not going any later than 108. So if you're wanting to acquire Breece Hall, I would look at getting one of those picks in the top 8 of your dynasty rookie drafts. That's all I've got on Breece Hall today. Don't forget to like and subscribe to the page for more videos like this. And catch me on Twitter at EvilEmpireFF. And again, that's all I got today. I'll see you guys next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.